Greetings, brethren. Glad to be here. Happy Sabbath to all. This is just a church at home report, and it is exciting. Church at home is an exciting sight, and it's great that we all can be a part of it. In September of 2009, we launched our very first video, and yesterday, we uploaded our 210th video, and these are 30-minute segments. Some have been edited down to around, they're about an average of 26 minutes long after the editing. Now, this year's statistics, what it's called on video, it's called a load. When you hit the play button, it begins to stream. It loaded. That's one load. We've had this year, and it's just 11 parts of 12 because we're in December, 149,000 loads. So that's pretty good. It's growing each year since we've had it, and 52,000 have played it all the way through. So that's a little over one third. That's really high when you have video loads. And to break it down, 36,000 is from the USA, 5,000 from Canada, in third place, Great Britain at 1,250, and then the people down under, 792, Australia. And we got 9 plays in Russia this year. And on a funny note, but realistic one, China had 36 loads. So they hit play 36 times, but 0 plays all the way through. But there is a language barrier. So the top performers, and I encourage all, if they have not listened to this series, it's called Why Were You Born, Part 1. We received this year 2,282 plays from that. As Fred has mentioned so many times, that God's plan is so great, it's so vast, that the Bible subjects are virtually endless. You know, so we have series on Church at Home. For instance, we have one, it's a two-part series on How Old is the Earth. We have a 4-part series on Prophecies of Matthew 24, a 5-part series on Why Terrorism. A 9-part series, this is one of our first ones, How the Christian World Has Been Deceived. A 12-part series on Obsessed with Sex. A lot of people need that one. 16-part series, Coming One World Religion. That's an excellent, vast subject. And so I told Fred one day, I said, wouldn't it be great to have a series on the Kingdom of God? He goes, absolutely. So he gave 7 of them. Then he gave 8, 9, 21 to end it. So 21 30-minute messages, and he could have went a lot more, but he topped it because preparation day we posted number 23 on who is the true Jesus Christ. He has 10 alone on the Gospel of John, 10 parts, and it's still counting. I think we're going to go about 27 parts. So Church at Home, it's growing. Fred is constantly working at it. I wanted to tell you, brethren, how hard it is to give a video presentation. It's not like Fred just gets up there and he gives a message. He has to prepare for these days and weeks, sometimes months. He thinks about these subjects that he speaks on. And then you have the cameraman, Dave Furloff, who does an excellent job. And so I receive the final tapes of that, and then the editing goes on, and then we post them. And I want to encourage all the brethren that there is this 2-part series that we all must log on, Church at Home, and watch The Return of Christ, The Few Who Escape. It's an excellent, excellent 2-part message. And we have 48 articles on Church at Home. So when Fred is giving a message, and anytime he talks about, oh, and get the article, and he says the title, I post that on a related link, so when they're watching the video, oh, they see that article, so they could click it. Now, advertisement, Church at Home needs to get out there, and the best thing is word of mouth. It's for restaurants, for anything. Word of mouth is powerful, and I encourage all of us to go to Church at Home and log on, click on the videos, go to the articles, send them to your friends. Very important that we do that. And just to note, when I visited my relatives, secular relatives on Thanksgiving in San Diego, he has a great big house, computers in every room practically. I went on all the computers, you know, log on to each one, And because each IP address is very important. This is how Google works. So if you put church space at space home on Google, 2 years ago, you might get 250,000 down. Now, we're number one. God is great, and it's very good to be number one because then it creates more hits. And all it is a tool. God can use it anytime he wants. So this leads me to my next point. If you put Fred Coulter in, you get number one, cbcg.org. Number two, you get the about page of our mother site, which Fred's name is in the about page. Number three, however, it says, unfortunately, beware of Fred Coulter. So if you click on this, which I did a few years back, and you read what it says, Fred Coulter doesn't believe in tithing. So beware of him. So
I do.
That he believes in tithing. Sorry, that's a correction. So this is what happens on the web. If the apostles had the internet back then, they would have a lot of trash thrown at them too. Correct? And so what we want to do is move it down from 3 to 4 to 5 to 20 to 50 to 70. So we created a site called fredcoulter.com. And I did a screenshot of it. I don't know if they could see it right here in the camera. That's what it will look like. And I'm going to pass it around. And the whole purpose of fredcoulter.com, first of all, number one is to create external links. And what the links do is anytime someone hits on a link from Fred Coulter's site on one of the booklets or the articles, it goes to the mother site. And when this happens on the internet, it creates lots of traffic and your ratings go up. It can't hurt. It only helps. And that's the purpose of doing that. So it's also an excellent thing to do because a lot of people put in Fred Coulter on Google searches and then they can find the site, which what we want them to find. Because in the site, you're going to be, it has all the things of the plan of God that you speak on. So I appreciate this time to give a report. Juan, how do I pause this? Say this point here. It's called embedding. People who have Facebook, how many here have a Facebook account? Raise your hand. See, it's growing. It's a great network, and what people are doing is on their wall are posting videos, things they like, and you can put the embed code or actually the link, and it shows a church at home on Facebook, and that's a way to create more hits. Sites are getting more hits from their Facebook, from the site Facebook, than their actual site. So it's something we must look into. The church is going to develop a Facebook site, Church at Home. Church at Home can also develop a app. You know, on the smartphones, you have applications. Imagine one Church at Home. Click it, and you can watch the videos right on your iPhone or smartphone. So that's an excellent way. And I wanted to actually close with this. There's a song, being a composer, I wrote a song called Seek Your Crown. Fred had the opportunity to hear it when you're over. And it's all about the kingdom. Seek your crown. I wrote it 2 years ago, and I finally got HD footage, and I was missing a couple clips, and Fred was able to allow me to get the two extra clips, and it got completed yesterday. I posted it on the web, Seek Your Crown, and at the very end, it's all about the kingdom, it says churchathome.org. And what this does is, let's just say that video gets 100,000 hits. Because it gets passed around, whatever. It's a good message. And at the end, they see church at home. So why I bring it up is if we could do anything to help promote it internally. That's just one example. Go on your email account. Go through the videos and find one that you really like to send to a friend. And share God's gospel message.